The Nationals in Atlanta squaring off with the Braves. 1-0 Nats in the third. Ryan Zimmerman looking for his 100th RBI of the season with two men on facing Luis Gohara.
To left side, it's through, and there's 100 for Ryan Zimmerman. And there it is, number 250 for Max. Fourth of the night, 9 in a row.
Now the set of the pitch, swinging a ground ball left side. Ruiz off his glove, out into left field it goes. Worth around third will come home. Up with the ball, the left fielder Peterson will play it into second.
Here's the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball to third, past the sprawling third baseman Ruiz and down the line. Turner scores. Rendon is trying for two. The throw by Peterson, the slide, the tag. What's the call? Safe is the call.
Up the middle, right past Max. Don't know if it hit him or not. Fortunately, no redirect, and Turner takes care of that. Max Scherzer, 7 outstanding hard-fought innings.
The Nationals double up the Braves 4-2 as Max Scherzer notches his 15th win. He goes 7 innings, allowing 2 runs, striking out 7. He also ties Pedro Martinez and Fergie Jenkins for 4 consecutive 250-plus strikeout seasons. That's second all-time. The Nationals double up the Braves. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, usually he finishes strong, and, you know, that's why he took him, you know, to the max the last time so he would get prepared for this. And he was strong. You know, usually Max finishes strong. He's usually his last 10 pitches. He's all out. And that's what he was today, you know. And I tell you, you know, he was good. He started the game out great. And, you know, he had a no-hitter for 4 innings until Freddie Freeman blew that ball in there. And then they got rallied. But then he left some runners on base. You know, Zim had an outstanding game. He got his 101st RBI. And then Anthony's closing in on 100. And so we got some guys, you know, having good years. And you know, that's especially nice when you win and those guys, you know, reach those milestones.
Max Scherzer picks up his 15th win of the season, allowing just 2 runs in 7 frames. He spoke to the media after the game.
I thought I pitched better. And, you know, this is this type of start that, you know, you do hang your hat on, you know, when you sit there and say, you know, and you look at the last 15 pitches, that helped kind of determine the outing of, you know, getting into, you know, turn the ball over into the 8th inning and still being able to execute in the 7th inning. You know, that's something that, you know, I need to do. I love pitching in the 7th inning and completing that. And, you know, when you have your teammates behind you doing everything they can to create runs, you know, a 4-2 ball game, you know, makes it really fun to go out there in the 7th with a lot of adrenaline and go out there and compete.
You pumped it up to 96 that inning. Did you feel stronger this time around?
No, because I felt strong last time. It was just, you know, some, you know, I thought last time I was just kind of, you know, I just kind of mechanically broke down as I, you know, reached that level of fatigue. You know, I tried to address that this, you know, go around, and, you know, I felt, you know, like I was able to keep my mechanics, you know, within and stay within myself, you know, in that situation. So, you know, that is the benefit.
Could you really change the game plan against these guys this time around? Did you have to, or did you kind of stick with what?
You know, this is such a challenge, you know, when you face a team back to back. You know, I would say early in my career this would really affect me, but you know, I feel like now I have the pitches and the understanding of what I need to be able to do to go at guys that this, you know, I wouldn't say this bugged me anymore. You know, this is a challenge, and you know, as good as challenge you're ever going to face. And you know, this lineup, you know, they put really good at bats against me, you know, throughout the couple of years I've been here now. So to come out here tonight and really execute pitches in this situation, you know, I thought I did a lot of things well tonight. You know, the one thing, really the only bat I'm actually upset myself is the leadoff walk. Really, I felt like I executed pitches, you know, they were getting hits on some executed pitches. So, you know, sometimes you just tip your hat to them, and, you know, that's baseball. But from an overall standpoint of how, you know, with a game plan with Wieters behind the plate, you know, we both did a good job of throwing the right pitch at the right time and executing at both sides of the plate.
How big is it to limit the damage when you score a run off you and they have a chance to maybe get a couple more right there, you hold them right at that point?
Oh, it's huge, especially when you got the, you know, we had 3-run lead, you know, to not let that game get tied or anything like that. You know, as a pitcher, you're kind of responsible for the momentum that your offense can generate, and, you know, to not give up the big inning, you know, not, you know, hey, they might get one, but, you know, you limit the damage, you know. you know, that first time, you know, it was two outs, nobody on. They got three singles. Sometimes that happens. You know, you don't cry about it. You just keep executing pitches. And so, the situations were tough there. We made some good plays behind me. That's what feels good is that, you know, everybody's has a finger in this game of how they went out there and competed and how we, as a team, won this game.
What about the 250 strikeouts again? Is that a pretty exclusive club to do it for the fourth year in a row? Only three other guys have done it, and they're all pretty good.
Yeah, I guess that does feel pretty good. it's just something that – look, he's such a douche. No, I mean, it's cool. You got to be durable to accomplish that. That's really what it is that I've been durable. I've been going out there, making 30-plus starts every single year. That's how you achieve something like that. So I credit that more to durability than anything.
And just to reiterate, you said the change in the gameplay from your last start to this one was just execution?
Well, yeah, execution. I mean, there was little things I would want to do differently. I thought I'd execute some different pitches in some different situations. But at the end of the day, it was throwing the ball to both sides of the plate and executing pitches. I know these guys. They know me. The margin of error is so slim in this situation. So, you really have to, execute pitches on the black if you want to get outs.
The series continues on Wednesday with Gio Gonzalez on the hill.